Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's UnitedHealthcare insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, UnitedHealthcare insurance plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about UnitedHealthcare insurance plans at uh1.com.
Seth Rollins is calling out, Randy Orton is signing up, and three brand new WWE superstars are checking in. For Wednesday, November the 6th, 2019, I'm Tom Campbell, and this is your Cultaholic Daily Wrestling News.
You came here, you want to light a fire under my ass? Well, mission accomplished.
Burn it!
Seth Rollins took to Twitter. It's always a dangerous way to start any story. He's very much been outspoken on Twitter in the last few weeks. He was coming at Dave Meltzer last night. So Dave Meltzer made comment in the Wrestling Observer about a talent meeting that was held in the WWE on Monday night. As per Dave's sources, the company was blaming talent speculation for causing the problem in Saudi Arabia. The talent was told the flight issues were all mechanical and nothing more. Also, Dave Meltzer reported that Seth Rollins attempted to, and I quote Dave Meltzer, do a rah-rah speech while telling people to keep things like this off social media in the future. The phrasing indicates that the speech didn't go down particularly well. Seth Rollins has fired back on Twitter by claiming that Dave Meltzer is a purveyor of misinformation at best or an outright vindictive liar at worst. He says, I hope it's the former, and then uses the hashtag rah rah. Dave Meltzer addressed Seth Rollins' comments on the latest edition of Wrestling Observer Radio. Dave Meltzer speculated that Rollins was upset as a result of the reporting that he'd heard that Rollins' speech had not been well received. Quite a few sources close to Dave Meltzer have said that the speech did go down and it wasn't treated particularly well. Dave Meltzer also noted Seth Rollins was trying to come across like the leader of the locker room and being a pro-company guy, which fell a bit on slightly awkward ears, according to sources. Rollins then took to Twitter to say, no, Dave, my problem is that you are spreading complete lies. I gave no speech. I said nothing before, during, or after the meeting. So either you or your source is full of it. Either way, it is a bold-faced lie, and I kindly ask you to quit pushing it. Dave Meltzer responded to this by saying he was very sorry and added that he doesn't want to spread misinformation. So it's been a funny year for Seth Rollins, hasn't it? It's the guy, like, he's very much the figurehead, the front and center of Monday Night Raw, but maybe, just maybe, all of us need to come off social media for a little bit just to kind of reset our brains. I think it will do all of us good.
I am going to bring out here right now the future, your future, the face of the WWE, the Viper, Randy Orton.
I have voices in my head. They counsel me. They understand. They talk to me.
So reported by PW Insider's Mike Johnson, Randy Orton has signed a new multi-year contract with the WWE. He tweeted last night, the three most dangerous letters in sports entertainment, RKO, just re-signed with the three most dominant letters in sports entertainment, WWE. Looking forward to pissing off the WWE universe for at least five more years. So a five-year deal has been signed for Randy Orton. Randy Orton really has just played the internet wrestling community like a fiddle, hasn't he? We've reported stuff here where we've said, oh, Randy Orton's teasing this. Or Randy Orton's posted a picture with the word Elite in the background. Randy Orton has liked these people's tweets and all this stuff. And there we go, signing a five-year deal. I think we've got 5 years of Randy Orton continuing to troll us about being fed up with the company when really he's perfectly happy. Couple of injuries to report on. Alexa Bliss was pulled last minute from Ringside Fest, according to PW Insider, due to a personal issue. Becky Lynch stepped in her place. It's been since reported by multiple sources that Alexa Bliss is dealing with a shoulder injury. She's not been brought onto TV for quite a while. She hasn't actually wrestled since Hell in a Cell in the tag title match with her and Nikki Cross. She had a little bit of a physical interaction on Raw the following night, but nothing in terms of a match or anything in ring since then. No timetable yet for Bliss's return, but Ryan Satin on WWE Backstage said that she is set to return soon. Also, Elias was set to return at the end of last month, according to Dave Meltzer from the Wrestling Observer Radio. So now we are in November. We are expecting a return for Elias any time now. He suffered a very sudden injury a few months back that really just stopped his momentum. I'm hoping that he'll come back and carry on the fun work he's been doing. And also, Wacken Wild from NXT revealed in an Instagram post that he is now cleared to return to the ring. He suffered a broken orbital bone earlier in the summer. Wacken Wild is going to be a massive benefit, a massive star in NXT, I think, if all goes according to plan, and I'm excited to see him back doing his thing. Natalya's been speaking to Alex McCarthy of TalkSport about Evolution 2. Natalya has said, there are some incredible opportunities coming up for the girls. I 100% know for a fact there will be an Evolution 2 right around the corner. Of course, it was around about this time last year that we had the first one, and it was an incredible show for all involved. And we thought we'd get another one this side of 2019, but apparently not. I think there's been so much other stuff going on, it's almost just been put to one side. I reckon early part of next year, we'll get an Evolution 2. Jeff Hardy is set to appear at Moore County Court tomorrow. Hardy hasn't been on the road with WWE for quite a while. He's recovering from a leg injury. And whilst he was away, he was given a DWI. And he looks like it's going to be discussed in court tomorrow. We don't know when Jeff Hardy will be returning. There is a lot of speculation on the career of Matt Hardy at the moment as well. How is this for a heel move? Chris Jericho has announced for Talk is Jericho, his next guest will be Donald Trump Jr. Donald Trump Jr. is coming on to talk about his new book. There's a picture of those two currently on Chris Jericho's Twitter. And he's taking the heel thing too far, in my opinion. Oh, political. The WWE stock's looking better at 4.91% as of yesterday afternoon. This is after the announcement that the company are expanding their partnership with the Saudi General Sports Authority. They're getting two shows a year through 2027. This obviously assuaged a lot of concern within the market, and the stock figure is back somewhere healthy. And a title match has been added to this Friday's SmackDown. It's a title match that we were supposed to get last Friday, but then that whole couldn't get out of Saudi Arabia debacle happened, and it didn't happen. So the Revival will be defending their tag team titles against the New Day, Kofi Kingston and Big E, this coming Friday on SmackDown. The winning team will then go on to Survivor Series to compete in that Raw Tag Team Champions versus SmackDown Tag Team Champions versus NXT Tag Team Champions match. It should be a good one, whichever team wins this.
I put something out on Twitter this week, which I don't usually do, but that I was coming to Evolve tonight to change somebody's life. And that someone is you, because I would like, on behalf of the WWE, to offer you an NXT contract.
Someone's life was going to change, and Shotzi Blackheart is going to NXT.
And finally, four new names have checked into the WWE Performance Center. We welcome Ashley Urbanski, known in Evolve and across the indie circuit as Shotzi Blackheart. There's a great video doing the rounds which shows William Regal approaching Shotzi at Evolve and offering her a contract. It was lovely. Samantha DeMartin, otherwise known as Impressive Indy Hartwell, comes to us from Australia. She's 22 years old. Says Bayley and Sasha Banks' huge match at NXT TakeOver was her inspiration to get into wrestling. She's worked across Australia. She's worked for Shimmer. She's been all over the place. Chicago's very own Elizabeth Chihaya, a.k.a. Impact Wrestling Scarlett Bordeaux, has also reported for duty. She was very much a talked about part of Impact Wrestling, bringing the smoke show to Impact on a weekday every week. I also worked for places like AAA, Ring of Honor, OVW. She's very much been all over the place. And also rounding out the team, a brand new referee, Stephen Smith, joins the group. He's from Baltimore, an in-ring competitor before deciding to knock the wrestling on the head and put some stripes on. He's a graduate of OVW. He officiated for Evolve, and he is now checking in to the Performance Center. Congratulations to all four. Have yourselves a wonderful first week. And some advice, because this always catches new people out. There'll be people who want to play pranks. If anybody asks you to go out and get tartan paint, don't believe them. It's a lie. That'll do it for your Cultaholic Daily News podcast on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now. If you haven't seen it yet, take time to watch the 10 grossest moments in wrestling. Just make sure you've had your lunch before you do. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.